and I want to just talk about it to you. Okay, so let's start with setting up two opposing groups, those who like fashion and those who dislike fashion. So with the people who dislike fashion, why do some people think that fashion is irrelevant, frivolous and banal? Well, a bloke called Oscar Wilde is quoted as saying that fashion is a form of ugliness so intolerable it must be changed every 6 months. So this idea, I think, really comes from the Western philosophic tradition. So it's male-centric, it's not interested in women or female. It's about internals, about your thoughts rather than the external. And it's interested in permanence, like absolute beauty, etc., not transient. And all of those last three things have always been associated with fashion and clothing. So fashion is feminine, well, yes, but we've kind of got feminism now, and that's okay. Fashion is external, yes, again, we can talk about things that are on the outside of our bodies. And fashion is transient. It's one of the most interesting points about it, which I'll come to later. So, the second group of people, why do some people think that fashion is essential, serious, clever, and incredibly important? Well, I think there's a couple of myths that people who really, really like fashion sort of adhere to, and I want to kind of explode those now. So the first one is the language of style, the understanding that our clothes say something about us. Secondly, the cult of individuality that is now absolutely rife in our social system. And lastly, the relationship between consumption and expression. So taking fashion as language, there's two ways of thinking about language, structure or a system. If we think about language as a structure, that's the way fashion and the fashion media wants us to think about fashion and its relationship to language. So if we think about language as a structure, if I wear this stripy top in the UK in summertime, everyone think I'm being really cute and nautical, probably. So it's got a fixed meaning and everyone understands what that meaning is. But if I wear that same stripy top in France, it might be mildly offensive because I'm playing into a possible stereotype of French people. So in fact, language is a system here that's got a multiple mutating meanings and all those things. So secondly, fashion as individual expression. Now anyone who works within the creative industries will know that we fetishize uniqueness and individuality. And it's the same with fashion. It's very important to us that we express ourselves. But in fact, I think, again, it's Western philosophy that's left us with the perceived importance of the individual compared to, say, the communal or the social. And in fact, our current social system and ideas like neoliberalism actually need the cult of individualism to operate politically and economically. So fashion is a chosen expression of individuality, but it's a mediated expression between what's outside the social and what's inside the individual. And it's through a mediated object, a garment that's travelled to your consumption through various different methods and cultural ideas. So social systems and means of expression are fundamentally linked. So once we might have expressed our individuality through making, now the division of labour in our society means we express ourselves through consumption, whether that be conspicuous or conscientious. So this social system we're in allows fashion to thrive because fashion runs as a parallel to capitalism. Okay, they both love the new, they love transience, they love growth. They love things that keep overwhelming each other and expanding. So from these slides you can see that fashion is a point at which lots of different cultural, sociological, political, sexual, economic, environmental and visual and seemingly opposing functions crystallise. And that's what I want to talk about now, that opposition. I think that fashion actually needs that conflict to survive. It needs people to think of it as superficial and integral at the same time. So if we think of fashion as superficial, for example, we can see that superficiality means we can disregard some of the most unethical practices that fashion actually indulges in, such as sweatshop labour, because we dismiss it as just fashion. If we think of it as integral, it continues to flourish economically, grow and expand. So either way, fashion is inescapable because these natural, and when I say natural I mean socially constructed, ideas of conformity, acceptance, desire, etc., actually form a dialectic with fashion. So the sexual revolution and the miniskirt sort of revolve around each other. So now I think it's interesting, start questioning it. What about social media in fashion? What about the online presence of fashion bloggers? What about fashion bloggers as the unpaid labour of the fashion industry? The marginalisation of non-white, non-Western cultures or the exploitation of labour? So I'm so interested in fashion that this summer I'll be writing a 15,000 word MA dissertation on it. But all I want you to think is that fashion is not just a pretty face.